Colleen Critchley and Michelle Dagenais from the 100 Plus Women Who Care Rockies joining me on the show. How are you doing today?
Great.
Another meeting, a new year, February the 18th up at Stewart Creek. You guys are back in Canmore again.
Yes, we're very, very happy for the partnership with Stewart Creek Golf Course. We do alternate between Banff and Canmore to make it accessible to all of our members.
For those who aren't familiar, what is the 100 Women Who Care Rockies?
What it is a group of women that get together once a quarter, put 1 hour of time in and socialize and get together and learn more about the charities and the not-for-profits in our community of the Bow Valley. We choose a charity or not-for-profit to make a large donation, and that donation is really dependent on the membership. And so all of us commit to $100, and we make those donations once a quarter.
It's no small amount that you've donated to local community causes.
2 years, and the total is just over $75,000.
Michelle, what do you get out of participating in this organization?
So I do it because I get to learn about what's going on in our community. I get to feel like I'm contributing in a small way that actually adds up to make a big difference.
And what about yourself, Colleen?
The brainchild was actually a friend of mine's. Both of us worked at home and didn't really get out of our little shell. First of all, I cannot believe how much uptake and the swell of support we had at our first meeting. And by the second meeting, we had over 100 members. And it's a lot of fun. And you make impact not only really immediately and locally to people that you may or may never know, but you also make a larger impact on other communities because of the residents in the Bow Valley and how much we really reach out and care about not only our local area, but more of our global community.
You talked a little bit about the $100 individual donations, but there are actually teams, and there's a growing number of teams that are part of this that sort of pool their own money together to make that $100 every meeting.
There are two ways to participate. It's individually. So if I feel like I want to just jump in and do that myself, then my commitment is to attend the 4 meetings and to contribute $100 towards the nominated charity that wins that particular meeting. The second way is to get together with a group of people, and it could be 2, it could be as many as you want. And the commitment is still $100 per quarter. So it makes it a bit more financially accessible to some people. And it also gives that bond where, you know, after the presentations are done, you have a chance to sort of debrief with your team and say, okay, what hit home? And collectively, you decide what your group is going to vote on.
I mean, the whole meeting itself is a very democratic process, isn't it?
Well, I do like democracy. Everyone wants to have a voice, and everyone wants to have a legitimate voice. And this provides that legitimacy to the causes in this community that are sometimes overlooked. So if you really strongly feel compelled to do something and it's a charity you've always known about, but you feel that your small contribution has never made a huge impact, this is a way to have that legitimacy, not only individually, but for the organization that you support. That's where democracy is awesome.
Fantastic. Supporting local causes, local charities in the Bow Valley, local not-for-profits as well. 100 Plus Women Who Care Rockies, next meeting coming up February 18th up at Stewart Creek. Registration 6:30. The meeting itself at 7. Are you hoping people will pre-register?
We have in the past, but you know what? Just show up. We average about 60 members. There's always wine. Just show up because every vote counts. Absolutely.
100womenrockies.com is the website. Michelle and Colleen, thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.